We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into hour number two of the Weekend Report. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. My partner Chris Arps is out this week, but he will be back next week taking care of a little personal business. Brian McKenna, producer of The Stars, is joining me in studio. And just wrapped up a first hour with Gabe Pfeiffer, a.k.a. St. John the Philosopher, from the St. John the Philosopher YouTube show that you should go and check out. And a great hour with Gabe. Got to a lot of the big news stories of the week. Right now, joining us on the phone as we kick off this busy second hour is the man that I call America's favorite liberal, Keith Antone, joins us on the phone right now. Keith, how's it going, my man?
It's going pretty good. Thank you so much for having me, Tony.
You bet. Thank you for joining us. Keith, I want to talk about your party a little bit right now. We were talking in the last hour with Gabe Pfeiffer about Joe Biden and how many people that you see in the national and local media, political pundits, seem to have this belief that he is the slam dunk winner of the Democratic primary and he's going to be the guy facing Donald Trump. And I just don't believe that or see it. I don't know who's going to catch him. I don't know who that person is going to be yet. I just don't think that Biden's the guy. And I think a big part of that is because he is a man without a country. He is obviously too liberal, too left, to attract any conservative voters, and he's also not, but he's not left enough, progressive enough to get the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC crowd. How do you feel about Joe Biden, and who do you think is the most likely person at this juncture? I know it's very early, but at this juncture, who do you think the best person to challenge Donald Trump would be?
Well, you said a couple of things there, mm-hmm. Tony, and let me again say that, and I've had this feeling that if Joe Biden got in the race, that he would be the clear front runner. He is clearly, right now, I think about 30, if the election was held today, I think he's about 34-35% of the Democrats that this is the horse we're going to ride. And I think that he should be. I think when it comes to he's been vice president for 8 years, and he's been in he's been serving the public for close to, you know, almost his entire life. He's a career politician. He's been there. You know, there's some controversy around some things that he did or supported or did support or didn't support some years back. But I mean, everybody has a little baggage. I think at this point, you know, with the 24, 25 candidates, he is the one I think is most likely to it'll be close. It'll be between him and Uncle Bernie. Hmm. But I think he will be the one to challenge Donald. Now, can he beat Trump? I don't know. I mean, because, I mean, Trump, he pulled a rabbit out of his hat, in 16. We all were riding the Hillary train, first woman president. She's going to take it all the way. She has support of the first African-American president. We all were riding the wave.
And, don't you, you know, stop saying we all, because I was not part of the Hillary train.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm saying as folks on the
I understand.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you know, and in the media. I mean, you know, I mean, all of the polls, and you know, they were, you know, they were stunned. You know, I mean, they had her all, but you know, setting up, you know, the victory parade and party. So I think it's going to be, a close one between, you know, those seem to be the two right now that's getting, you know, the most attention and raising the most money. The others, you know, I'd say about half of the field of just. I really think they just threw their names out there for 2024. Okay, they wanted to test the waters. You know, sometimes in politics that happens. You know, you just want to see. You know, let me go and put my name out there, just get some recognition, raise a little, see how my fundraising is. You know, I really think that some of them, at least half the field, are really trying to throw their hat. Down the road for 2024 to kind of test the water.
Now, with Joe, I understand why you think he's going to be the nominee, because he's obviously so ahead in the polls. He's got the name recognition. He was vice president to one of the most popular Democratic presidents we've ever had. But is he your favorite? Like, if you could forget all that stuff, just Keith Antone gets to appoint the next Democrat, would it be Joe, or do you, one of the other candidates that you'd think maybe doesn't have quite as good of a chance would be actually better for you and your party? Do you have a favorite?
Well, I did before Joe got in the race. I thought, you know, Kamala Harris, I've actually... had an opportunity to hear her speak when she was in St. Louis a year ago. I was very impressed. I'm very impressed with her record. I'm very impressed with her body of work, I should say, that what I do know about her being an attorney general for the state of California. She seems to be, you know, pretty sharp. I've seen her speak at a couple of rallies and, you know, not like sound bites. I've actually watched a couple of interviews of her, and I was very, very impressed with her. But I know, and you know, and if I'm a betting man, America is not ready for a woman president, not alone an African American woman president. I just don't see us being that far, not in this climate. I just don't see it. So you know, right now, you know, I think I'm going to stick with Joe. He's in the race. I think that he would be the one that could give Donald Trump. Certainly, the debates are going to be colorful and fun to watch, but I think he's the one right now that I think could give Donald at least a run for his money.
Yeah, I actually agree with you about Kamala Harris. Not any of the things that you said about her policy and how she's a good politician, but that I think that she actually, I'm not sure I agree with you that the country's not ready for a woman president or even an African-American woman president, because I believe that she's the best matchup for the Democrats against Donald Trump. I don't think she has a prayer at getting the nomination, but if she somehow did, I think that she presents the toughest challenge to Donald Trump, but I don't think we're going to see them go down that road. I wanted to address a different situation with you. Talking to Keith Antone, Keith is America's favorite liberal, but I want to know if you are America's favorite socialist, because that is something that is a big part of your party now, this push towards the extreme left and this socialist idea, socialist agenda by folks like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC and some of those extreme left people. We saw John Hickenlooper and John Delaney, two other people that are running for president that have absolutely no prayer, speaking in California earlier this week at a campaign stop. And Hickenlooper, for example, said to the crowd, "Let me be perfectly clear. If we want to beat Donald Trump and achieve big progressive goals, socialism is not the answer." And he was loudly and roundly booed for saying that socialism is not the answer. This extreme left push that is so prominent in your party right now, in the Democratic Party right now, what do you think about it? Is it casting a negative shadow on the Democratic Party, or is it, in your opinion, the right path that you guys need to be on?
Well, you know, I've had this question come up in several times about my take on the Socialist Party. Listen, just like when we had the Tea Party and its rise within the Republican Party, and it was the old guard and Republicans, and then he had this hot shot upstart that the Tea Party there for a while. I think every 4 or 5 years or so. We get a split in the parties with the party within the party, right? So the socialist thing is you know, the AOC, you know, shocking the world when she won her election, and you know, and of course Bernie and Elizabeth are, you know, taking that position. I saw that when the grand was blue, and at the end of the day, I think what happens is that, you know, we're not a monolithic people, and we're not a monolithic party, and so I think it's good. Because it does raise not only other issues and concerns and policies from the other side and the other side within the party, but it also challenges us. It challenges us, and it should challenge us. I mean, you know, the reality is we shouldn't just think this is the way we've always done it, and this is the way. So I think I'm somewhere in between the AOC and the Joe Biden, mm-hmm. me personally, mm-hmm. I think I can see some good in both. What I hope doesn't happen is that we just continue to slam dunk and beat each other, beat the crap out of each other in the primary, mm-hmm. and then, you know, which will take resources, which will take a toll on each other, so that we don't have someone strong to come out to go and run against Donald Trump after this is all over. So I think, you know, I see some good in both. I'm not going to lay my hat and place my bet on either side. I think I'm right there in the middle between the two sectors.
You make a great point about beating each other up in the primaries and, you know, doing, you know, friendly fire, you know, hurting your own party with maybe how vicious the primary process can get before they get that nomination wrapped up. Do you believe that if it is a Joe Biden or a more traditional Democrat that gets that nomination, that the likes of Bernie Sanders and AOC and Ilhan Omar and these more extreme left but very popular Democratic politicians, do you think that they'll fall in line? And do you think that AOC will, on television, support Joe Biden? Or do you think that the party is in danger of remaining fractured because there seems to be two sides that are so far apart on the left?
Well, I mean, you make a great point that it, you know, will she fall in line? Well, you know, just like I think you know, when we came down to picking the Speaker of the House, you know, this new group of Congress folks that came in, it was supposedly that they were going to try to, you know, pit someone against a Nancy Pelosi to run against her for the Speaker of the House. But you see that they all got in line. I think for the good of the party, it's okay that you can challenge, you know, the Democrats. But let's don't get out here and try to create a successful, like, third party, right? And mm-hmm. break off and just say, oh, well, we're not Republicans or Democrats. We're just going to be socialists. You can have socialist ideals, I believe, and it could be healthy for debate and you know, challenge the folks on the far left mm-hmm. Or the far left, and as they're looked at as being the extreme left, and challenging them. And I think that what we have to do is, if we, you know, one thing that we all have in common, whether you're with the socialist agenda or you're just with the standard old guard Democrat, we all want to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get a second term. And that's one thing that we can all agree on. We may not agree to disagree on a lot of things. I mean, we may not, you know, agree on several things, but we do all have one thing in common. And Donald Trump is that lightning rod that we know that we must come together in order for us to stand a chance to be victorious in 2020.
That is Keith Antone, America's favorite liberal, and it is always great to talk with you, my friend. If people want to follow you or heckle you or whatever on social media, websites, anything like that, how can people follow the great Keith Antone?
On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Keith Antone. You can go there and do all of those wonderful things you said, send all my fan mail there at 97.1. Attention, Tony Colombo.
There you go. Appreciate your time, my friend. That is Keith Antone. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you. Have
all
a
right,
good one.
You bet. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back, it is time for the Weird News Challenge. Skip Weber is here. Also, Trish Gazelle from 102.5 and Jill Devine from Y98. It is a action-packed, celebrity-filled edition of the Weird News Challenge. Don't miss it. It is next on the Weekend Report on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to the Weekend Report. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with producer Brian McKenna. My partner Chris Arps is out this week, but he will be back next week. And a big thanks again to Keith Antone, who just joined us on the phone. Don't forget, you can check that interview out and everything that we do here on the Weekend Report on our podcast. Just download the radio.com app, favorite the radio station, then you can stream the station 24/7. You can have access to the podcast and all the podcasts here at the radio station. You can get our podcast on our website, also 971talk.com, just about anywhere else that you get podcasts, but the radio.com app is the number one place to do so. As I mentioned, at the end of the last segment, we have packed this room full of celebrities. Skip Weber is here.
You have Skip Weber and two celebrities.
Skip Weber is here. You are a celebrity, my friend. Jill Devine from Y98.
Hi.
Is making her return to the Weird News Challenge.
Not a winner.
Wait, you haven't won yet.
Nope.
Well, don't
want to rub
winning
it in
today.
Oh, great.
And Trish Gazelle from 102.5.
You got to start the trash talking early.
That's I know. Right. Arps was scared. That's why he's not here today.
There's only one reason why Arps is not here. You're exactly right.
You're looking at him right here.
Yeah. Isn't it Skip and Trish, the big winners?
Well,
usually?
No. Chris has moved ahead of Trish.
Well, yes. By how many?
By three now.
It should be by two.
It should be by two. One day when
it should be by zero. I should have beat Chris on both those. And
when the Weird News Challenge, like True Hollywood Story, comes out, the story
that's
of
where
the
music turns ominous.
The story of the forgotten game.
Drama.
The game that never aired.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sabotage.
The game that never aired.
I have no idea. You'll have to play me that tape. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which, by the way, I just want to repeat.
There is no tape.
Does it exist?
Wiggins lost it
and then got promoted. I just need to keep repeating that.
He did. I don't remember that. I'd have to listen to the tape.
Is that what you're saying?
He deleted an entire hour of the show and then got promoted immediately.
How does that happen?
Well, Glover said that's my guy.
Did we have to?
Glover said that's my guy.
Did we have to pay sponsor fees for that deleted hour?
No, you got paid back for that one. So it's been a while, but we are going back to a traditional game of the Weird News Challenge, getting back to our roots how this game started. There's not a theme.
Okay.
This is going to be all real recent news stories that may or may not be a little bit off the beaten path. So these are all real stories.
I might be bad this week. Yeah. You might have an advantage because I've just been paying attention to Blues,
me
Handmaid's Tale,
me
and
too.
The Real Housewives.
Take away the other two, and then that's me too. I've just been paying attention.
You were totally talking to me about
to
Real Housewives of New York. Do not lie.
I really wanted to do like either a Blues or a Stanley Cup or a hockey or something like that, but then, you know, maybe
next
week.
Are you?
It's too early.
I thought we did one. Or was that just St. Louis sports in general?
I think it was just St. Louis.
Yeah, we did St. Louis and St. Louis sports, I think.
But are you superstitious? Because I've been having a hard time on the air talking about it.
I am
This city was celebrating too early.
Yeah.
We almost screwed up by celebrating too early.
Game three,
We don't need to be treating 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon to be like we've already won, like we were last night.
You
guys
got to wait.
So you guys love this.
Stop doing it.
You guys will love this. You know Carl Middleman, who works here and also works for the Blues. He was filling in as my producer on Second Amendment Radio last week. He, of course, works for the Blues. Second Amendment Radio airs on Saturdays at 3. Last Saturday, Blues played at 7. Carl played Gloria, and I was fine with it. As bumper music that day, and
that's why we lost.
And I know.
I've been trying to find the reason why we lost.
I know it is. I know it is. And people know, because I talk about it all the time, how superstitious I am and how against things like playing Gloria before the game, the sing-along that the NHL wanted to do before Game 3 that the Blues and the Blues fans all said no to, and I know how you are that way, too. But I got so much hate on Twitter. I was called things like human filth.
You deserved it.
For playing it.
You deserved it.
I was getting yelled at this week, too.
We've come too far. Don't mess it up.
But let me ask this one
question. He works for the Blues.
About that specific day when they were going to have the sing-along, this is my question. Uh-huh. So the game previous to that, they had won. So it was still after victory before
you play it. You play it after you win. Done.
Yes.
Well, we've been playing it.
Once that game.
You need to stop playing it.
Right.
Like,
but some people are thinking of it as a rally song as
You
well.
Can still play it today.
They're
on
wrong.
Saturday.
It's a victory song.
Since the last game was a win.
You just can't play it.
You really
tomorrow.
Should stop playing
on
it after
Sunday.
Today.
On Sunday, on game day, you can't play it.
Too many rules.
You should stop playing it today.
You think?
After today,
I agree with that.
Come on now.
So you can play it until like 8:03.
You get your game face on.
All right. Speaking of game face, everybody get them on right now for the 41st episode, 41 of the Weird News Challenge. Jill, you've only played a couple times. You know all the rules?
Yes.
You buzz
it's
in.
It's still when, as soon as you start talking.
Yeah. Well, we won't put the Katie Fitzpatrick rule into effect.
Okay.
You don't get points for any wrong answers.
Okay.
So, feel free to, buzz in. There's no penalty for getting anything wrong. Let's test everybody's buzzers.
Ding, 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 ding.
Skip ding dings.
Jill.
Okay.
I know I'm still new.
Are you
going to
do that too?
Oh.
Is that the lead up to it?
Nobody can see it.
Nobody's not. It was shake, Jill.
I'm sorry.
Shake it, Jill.
I'm sorry, but you only had the audio portion of your buzzer. You did not. You did not beep in first.
Trish.
Bloop.
All right.
Oh,
very good.
I really got to find a good one.
Last week I screamed. No, that was the week before that. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was just like,
I know it. All right, 4 questions on today's Weird News Challenge, and the last question, it has multiple possible points, so this thing will not be over until the very, very end. All right, here we go. Weekend Report, Weird News Challenge, episode number 41, question number 1. This week, we saw the 75th anniversary of what? Skip over.
The Allied invasion of Normandy known as D-Day.
I was going to say D-Day.
That was a very detailed
That way, no matter
answer.
What your actual
that's,
question
that
was.
That is stuck correct. In my head. I knew it, and I couldn't beat.
I always try to listen to the question a little bit too long. That's my
I know.
Problem.
That's why we lost last That's why Chris and I
D-Day
lost
D-Day would have been enough, but yes, Skip is correct, D-Day. Question number 2. It's not as important as D-Day, but a very famous video game also hit a milestone.
Jill. Tetris.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh,
wow. Holy cow. That
35
was
35 years, right?
Yeah, that
wow.
was
good one,
no
good
bonus
one.
Points for that, knowing that.
Dang, that
second
was
part.
That was a little bit like you there, Trish. That was kind of a Trish Gazelle answer.
I missed that page in the press.
So the whole thing is it's not as important as D-Day, but a very famous video game also hit a milestone by turning 35 this week, originally designed and programmed by Soviet Russian game designers. This game features various shapes falling from the top of the screen. It's now 35, Tetris. Yep.
I need to get this next one or I'm out.
No, there's multiple.
Question number 4 has multiple points. Right. Yep. All right, question number 3. Forbes announced this week that this person became the world's first billionaire.
Jay-Z.
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. She's reading
Jill
the news.
Gonna win this?
You're reading the news on us.
Forbes announced this week that this person became the world's first billionaire rapper. Self-made man.
Wow.
He's also started record labels, fashion company, liquor company, invested in sports teams, as many other business interests. He's married to Beyonce.
I was
going to
say, who is he married to?
Beyonce, Queen B. Jay-Z is the first ever.
I don't know.
You like that?
Why? Do we get bonus points?
Yeah.
What's his daughter's name? Blue Ivy.
Yes.
That's right.
It is.
Yeah, the owner of the owner of the...
Brooklyn.
No,
I think he sold
the
his...
The owner of the... Golden State Warriors' wife,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
is who he's in the news. Also put him in the news. Also put him in the news.
She shut down her Instagram page
because of the hate tweets. Yeah,
yes, because she leaned over Beyonce to talk to Jay-Z,
and she gave like a look like, "What are you doing?
That's my man." And she came out and said, "No, I was just asking them what they wanted to drink because I was going to buy them a drink."
Yeah,
All right, here we go. Last question. Unless we need the tiebreaker, there's four possible points. So it's not over. Jill has 2 points. Skip has 1 point. Trish has not have a point yet.
Thanks.
And Jill, just so you remember, if you're not the first person to buzz in, if there's still points left, if the first person to buzz in doesn't get all four,
okay.
As soon as they miss one, it's open again, and somebody else can buzz in and try to get the rest of the points. So even after somebody's buzzed in, you gotta stay ready. Four possible points on this one. Researchers recently did a study to find the parts of your car.
Jill.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you get more. Yeah,
you want the four. Do you need number one? Or
number
one is your driver's floor mat.
That is correct.
Jeez. Number two is a steering wheel.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
It's one of the four.
No, it is not.
Oh.
Four possible points. Well, now only three possible points. Researchers recently did a study to find the parts of your car that are covered with the most germs. What are they? Jill got one. There's still three left.
Ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm. The floor
Total
is
guess.
The one that...
Let me guess.
The floor is the one that she got.
Let's go with the turn signal.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
Trish,
so
you got to get all three and you can force a tie.
So the floor mat...
Is the one if the floor is one and was number one. Three left.
The gear shift?
That is incorrect.
Yeah. It must not be.
It's the
is not the steering wheel.
It's not the steering wheel, but it's the
radio,
door handles.
The radio dial?
Door handles is one of them.
Window?
Not
dial.
Part of the four?
Nope.
Cup holders.
Radio
cup
dial.
Holders.
Oh.
Cup holder was number two.
Darn it.
The trunk was number three, and the air vents are number four.
Wow.
Why would
those are the top four. Steering wheel one.
It was five, right?
No, people asked. They did a survey. What do you think is the
majority?
Yeah. And steering wheel was what people guessed would be, but it wasn't even close. It wasn't even.
Hey, I won.
You
Let's talk
won.
About that.
Jill,
good. Congratulations.
Has won.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I'm bitter.
Thanks.
I didn't even have one right. It's,
four dirtiest parts of your car are the floor mats, the cup holders, the trunk, and the air vents.
Jill is on the board. Finally.
Right. This would have been the tiebreaker had we have needed it. James Holzhauer, is that how you say his name? Lost on Jeopardy this week after 32 straight wins. He won the second most amount of money in the history of the game during his run behind Ken Jennings. How much money did Jeopardy James win?
2.479
million.
2.467.
And I'll say 2.5.
It's
2.464.
Yeah.
Trish was all over it. Yeah. Trish was all over it. You were.
Did you hear?
You were all over it too.
That Ken Jennings says there's going to be a Jeopardy showdown between him and Ken or and James.
James.
That would be fun.
That would be great.
Well, Ken answered like five times more questions than
really
Ken Jennings did.
Yeah.
He went for way longer because that other dude was
like
winning $60,000 and $70,000 and $80,000 a game.
Yeah, right.
He got to that money in half the number of games.
And most of the daily doubles, he was like risking it all.
Yeah, he
and
always
the
did.
Final, yeah.
So I'm not saying that Ken Jennings knows more, but he did. He played way longer.
Yeah,
than
he seemed to be there for like a year.
I mean,
it felt like he was there for
a year. It took him a lot longer.
The James guy knows how to do the math as far as That's really what it is.
But also, he has, and if he's going to wager at all, he's got to get the question right still, too, though.
I love, I love watching Jeopardy, but I don't get to do that anymore because we're here during that time.
Yeah, I know, and I wish somebody would invent something where you could record it on your TV,
it's crazy.
And you can watch it later.
They used to have that.
Get, you inventors out there, get on that.
They used to have that, Skip. It was a VCR, but they're gone now, and I don't know what to
do. This should do something where it's part of your TV. Why can't somebody make that? Where it's like part of your TV. Like you could use your same remote and everything.
Is he as big of a jerk as everybody says he is?
I never
Jeopardy James.
I never watched his run.
Fine to me.
Is anybody like? Isn't that the knock on him?
I think the knock on him was not on camera. He was
right.
I don't think he seemed like on camera.
No, not at all.
But I think that people said people that know him in real life. I don't remember. I'm not sure if this is the truth, but I think people
in real life. So Skip's making stuff up for the story.
Well, I think that's how I remember
well, no,
exactly.
Because that's what I've always heard too. Is that he kind of rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Cocky.
Smart people tend to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like Jill Devine.
It's a little intimidating.
Just won the Winner's Challenge.
Yeah.
She rubbed me the wrong way before she even won.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I missed
that. That's what I'm saying. So I knew she had to be smart.
So
now
rude.
Forever in the record books.
Yay, I get to be invited back then.
Yeah, and you will now forever be in the stat book of the Weird News Challenge because you have a victory.
It's going to go to her head.
30 seconds of that behind the TH, whatever.
Yeah, behind the Weird News Challenge.
Yes.
The Jill
seconds.
We know she plays Tetris. We know she plays Tetris. She has dirty floor mats. I don't know.
You want to help me with those floor mats, Skip?
I can sell you some clean ones.
Exactly. For the right price.
Exactly.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you guys very much for coming in. Trish Gazelle from 102.5. Jill Devine from Y98. We hope to have you back.
I wouldn't
wouldn't
be mad if this show got lost. Just saying.
Yeah, no. Well, no, we have a competent producer now.
Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's come on,
yeah.
Take bribes.
Yeah. That's right.
Whatever.
He can be bought. All right, we got to take a quick break, but Skip Weber's going to stick around. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more Weekend Report coming next on FM News Talk 97.1.
If you lose me, you'll lose everything.
Welcome back to the Weekend Report, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here. Skip Weber sticking around to finish up the show with us. Chris Arps is out this week. He will be back next week. A big thank you to Gabe Pfeiffer, who was in for the first hour of the show. Check him out on the St. John the Philosopher YouTube channel. Also, big thank you to Keith Antone, who joined us in the first segment of this hour, and to Trish Gazelle from 102.5, and
the winner.
New winner, Jill Devine from Y98, who just won her first
just
edition
don't tell,
of the
Nobody
Weird
tell
News
her
Challenge.
That we always let
the new one,
the new one win.
Yes, yeah. Nobody tell her that.
Was it ironic that Skip lost on a car question?
Yeah.
That I
yeah.
knew none of the four answers.
I know, that was a tough one. I actually would not have gotten those.
We are in the business of keeping our cars clean and cleaning
yeah.
your cars.
There
we
you
do
go.
Not
that's
we do
exactly
not sit
right.
there and I mean you can't find germs at any of our cars.
Well said.
So that's why we didn't know.
I would have totally guessed steering wheel too, because that's what everybody's always touching.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
no,
but it was not on.
It was stupid of me. Is as soon as steering wheel was wrong, I should have realized it's not a touching deal.
Yeah, it's not.
Trunk
of the
makes
touch
sense.
Stuff. Yeah,
that's why I guess cup Vince. Holder after the fact.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. So good stuff there. Don't forget, you can always get our podcast on the radio.com app if you want to go back and check out any of the show that you missed today. Skip, what's happening in Weber Chevrolet?
All right, listen, last month, May, we Detroit did not help us much with Equinoxes. We still sold a few. It's the best crossover there is. It's such an awesome crossover.
It
now,
is.
If you need a third seat, you got to go up from that. But most of the people out there are looking for just the second seat with some cargo space. It's got so much room. It's got so much gas mileage. Big tank. You can go to Chicago and start on the way back before you fill up again on one tank of gas. It's great and fun to drive in and out. All the great Apple CarPlay and other technology, and it's got a great price. It's the best crossover. I'll put it up against any crossover, any SUV out there. It's awesome. Five full-size adults fit very comfortable in it. Terrific. So we sell some no matter what because we're gonna. Everybody wants those.
Mm-hmm.
But when Chevrolet has normal incentives on them, it's one of our best sellers. they had very low incentives last month. So we did our own thing, our own discounts. This month, they made up for last month by giving heavy incentives on it. And I've told my guys that I demand that this is Weber Chevrolet's number one Equinox month ever.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want to sit there and say, hey, Equinox, it'll be $17,540. Right. No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying, because there's so many more things. If you want all-wheel drive, it's a little bit more. If you want all the leather seats. So just go to my website, and you'll see. Yep. You will see. And it's no gimmick pricing. Okay, so you'll see that that's the price, and if other people have it lower, you'll find out, oh, yeah, they put some other stuff in there. If you qualify for that other stuff, you take it off my price, too, and you'll see I'm still lower.
Yes.
So, number one,
so
Equinox month in our history.
If you are looking for an Equinox, Weber
or
Chevrolet
a crossover,
is ready
if you're looking at other types of crossovers and comparing, I'm telling you, give us a shot, because the value of the dollar you spend and what you get, second to none.
So, I want to, speaking of gas mileage and on these crossovers and all these vehicles. We've talked about how we just got our Traverse about a month ago.
Right.
We've now taken it
Have you had to fill it up with gas yet?
Just once. Just once. We've taken it to the lake twice now since we've had it. And every vehicle I've ever owned, as many times as we've been going, you know, my whole life driving to and from the lake of the Ozarks, it's always one tank of gas. It's a half a tank to the lake and a half a tank back. And almost exactly. It's a tank of gas. Whether you're driving, whether we were driving back in the day, like our little Aveo or whatever, you know,
if you have a big vehicle with bad gas mileage.
It was, some of them had, some of them got great gas mileage and had little tanks. And some of them had big trucks with huge gas tanks.
Yeah.
But it was always a tank of gas.
Decent sized tank.
This Traverse.
And good gas mileage.
Yeah. This Traverse, which is a big vehicle, it's got the three, it's the step
seats,
up from the Equinox.
Seats eight.
Yeah. Comfortably. Big, plenty of leg room in the back seat and even back in the third row. Great for our family of five. I have a teenager and an 8-year-old and a toddler, and especially the teenager and 8-year-old on those longer drives like to have a little space spread out. So we, having that third row and that extra space is unbelievable. But I'm so used to getting to the lake and, filling up before we leave, getting to the lake, have about a half a tank of gas left. Make sure we fill up again so we're not, getting home on the last fumes of whatever gas. And both times that we've had the Traverse of the lake, I'll say to my, because it's just part of the deal. One of the times that we're out shopping or whatever, getting food while we're there, hey, stop and make sure you fill up the tank so whenever we go home, it's ready. We could take that Traverse to and from the lake and get home and probably have at least, if not more than a quarter of a tank, still in the gas tank.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't doubt
We'll get down there, and it's not even. It's more like a quarter of a tank to get all the way to the Lake of the Ozarks than a half a tank.
Right.
It's the gas mileage it gets is incredible, and especially a bigger vehicle like that, you don't expect to get that kind of.
The
gas
combination.
Mileage.
I mean, it really is. It's Chevrolet. The General Motors engineers have been the masters of that for a long time. People don't realize that. Mm-hmm. They've been the masters of, hey, you're going to be at the top end of all your competitors in horsepower, and you're going to be at the top end of all your competitors in gas mileage on the same vehicle. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of times when it's been both. I mean, the Impala always was full-size car, highest amount of horsepower, and best gas mileage. Equinox is the same way.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a great combination. And what it does is it makes it more affordable.
Right.
Hey,
right,
we paid we paid $30 more a month than we thought. But guess what? Now you're going to save $50 a month on gas.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It happens all the time.
It's incredible.
That may be an exaggeration. I don't know if you can save $50, but still,
no, I know.
You save a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the point is true, though.
Hey, don't anybody quote me on that. I was talking off the top of my head.
Yeah. It was just
Mr. Weber said I could save $50 a month on gas.
Exactly.
On this.
Before we run out of time, you were in the building. For game 3 and 4, were you there?
3, 4, and 5. I was in the Enterprise Center for 5.
I was going to get at. You were there for the games that were here and the watch party.
Yeah.
How excited are you for tomorrow night's Blues
game? I can't take it.
I'm with you.
I can't take it.
I'm with you.
Now would be a great time to buy stock in lisinopril, which is the drug that I take for my blood pressure, because it is sorely needed. Oh. I'm telling you, the amount of stress, there's nothing like playoff hockey. I love sports, okay? And I've been stressed, and, oh, you're going to kick a field goal. Are they going to miss it? Ah, we got to sack them, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hey, bottom of the ninth, man on second.
Yeah.
All that stuff is stress. But the amount of stress in hockey, you sit there during the constant action, stressed, and then a explosive release of joy on a goal.
Yes.
Explosive release of joy.
Yeah.
And that, like a giant, one of those giant log flumes that's 90 feet tall that you just, that's how much of a difference it is. And then you go back to the stress again until the buzzer sounds. So, it's amazing.
So if being there, watching the game live at the Enterprise Center, like live on the ice, the game, it's a home game, and they're
with
there.
Oh, yeah, with people there. Yeah,
the team's there. If that's a 100, what is the feeling in the building when it's the watch party and they're in Boston?
Okay,
but the
tell me what the feeling is if you're at home watching it. Being there is 100.
Yeah.
Being home is what, 50?
Yeah, 50, 60.
I'd say 75 then.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Right.
But it's amazingly better than being at home.
Yeah.
I almost didn't do it. I mean, we can have friends over. You know, it's just watching TV. It's electric, man.
Yeah.
It was electric.
Still,
you know, there's a couple funny things. First of all, you know how at concerts, if it's really, really, really loud, your ears tingle?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't happen much in sports. It happened to me a couple times during the Rams' tenure, during the playoffs when it got really loud in that dome.
Right.
It's happened to me a couple times during the Blues' whole history.
Yeah.
Happened twice to me last night.
Wow.
Or two nights ago.
Yeah.
Happened twice to me.
That's amazing.
And a team wasn't even there. It was just so. But the second funny thing is, every intermission, they brought the Zamboni out. No one's on the ice. Nobody's on the ice. They still ran the Zamboni.
Everybody
thought that was great. They still ran the Zamboni
around
a couple times.
That is amazing.
That was funny.
Well, tomorrow night, Game 6, Blues are one win away from bringing home the Stanley Cup. That would be absolutely amazing. Tonight,
but we haven't won it yet. Don't celebrate.
I know. Don't celebrate yet.
Do not celebrate.
Nope. Tonight, Saturday evening rock show, 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Anything you want to say about it?
Awesome theme. And here's what I've been, my feedback. My feedback has been, it's fun to try to guess the theme because I get play two songs and then I say the theme.
Yeah.
And then the people have fun trying to guess what songs are going to come next fitting that theme.
I love it.
So, hey, tune in. The greatest rock show on a talk station in the world.
That is exactly right. Saturday evening rock show starring Skip Weber tonight at 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. That is going to do it for this week's edition of The Weekend Report for my partner Chris Arps, who's not here, but he will be back next week. Our producer, Brian McKenna. I'm Tony Colombo. We'll see you next week right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Go Blues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.